Okay. Yeah, well, Link to ICT is part of Service Birmingham. We provide technical solutions to the whole of Birmingham City Council. One of the most exciting and hard to grasp developments which we're on the brink of is, whereas previously we were working with mainstream teachers and learners, 5 to 16, we've recently extended that scope to planning for 0 to 99, so that we're looking at learners from cradle to grave. And what that's based on is, instead of paying lip service to the idea of lifelong learners, we're actually looking at something which is incredibly ambitious, which is adults connecting their lifelong learning needs to their employment capacity, their workability, their personal development, their professional development, how they own that, their employment portfolio as a Birmingham citizen. And it is the start of a very large journey, but the way that we have envisaged doing it is that it's going to be a very joined up and sophisticated and elaborate process. But because it's such a large change, it's going to take a long rollout.
But it's a whole cultural change, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's a whole cultural change.
It is.
Getting people to think beyond school, to the point that you continue to learn until you pop your clocks. It's
well,
a whole different way of thinking,
isn't it? This is actually rubbing out the boundaries between when do you stop being a learner, when you're a school leaver, and you leave learning and you start to work. This is no longer the case. We know it's not the case, because all our research tells us, I think we change our jobs, is it 15 times by the age of 35?
Wow.
So you can't future-proof your job. You have to be able to learn how to cope with the challenges of tomorrow.
I'm also thinking about the therapeutic effects on old people. When old people continue to learn, they stay young. It's when you stop learning, you become very old very quickly.
Well, I think you're right. I think we are actually changing how we see people. We see people as... We gauge people's usefulness and value by what it is they contribute to society. The way that we're looking at it in Birmingham is we're looking to the intrinsic value of every Birmingham citizen, and that we tend to underestimate what that value is, and that just because you started on a certain pathway does not mean that pathway is predefined. It's actually, it could be tailored uniquely to the needs of each individual person. Even now, currently, for example, in adult education, it tends to be the same sort of people who walk into an adult education centre or into an evening class in a further education college. But you're still not connecting with people who are from all of the other walks of life. So how do you connect with somebody who, for example, has left the conveyor belt at Rover? It's a 40-year-old man. It's not the type to pop into a college, get inspired by a flower arranging course and decide to take something slightly more elaborate and end up in an access to higher education course. And yet these are the people who are being missed out. So for the first time, we're actually starting to have the dialogue and the planning in place and the conversations with people who actually understand what is the full scope. At the moment, Birmingham adult education is this wide, and it could be something 10 times wider. If you look at adults currently in Birmingham, there's 5 times as many adults as there are children at school. And yet currently, for example, Birmingham Grid for Learning, the website, supports teachers and learners who were previously seen as 5 to 16 year olds. Well, that's an 11 year age span, isn't it? What about the rest of Birmingham? People talk a lot about what a lifelong learner is, but it's something which is not actually put into action. The reason why, it's too big a change, it's a massive cultural shift. So this requires very big picture thinking. So it requires people between adult education, secondary education, further education, mainstream education, special educational needs, youth service, employment, connections, everybody involved in all aspects of life. It's not education, is it? It's community. So we're very excited by it.
To hear.